Russia's largest bank, Sberbank, is getting ready to offer crypto trading. From state-owned giant to crypto broker Sberbank, the largest bank in Russia by assets and customer base, is preparing to launch crypto trading services. According to a TASS report flagged by Wu Blockchain on April 19, 2026, the bank serves more than 100 million retail customers inside Russia and holds controlling market share in domestic deposits and lending. A rollout at that scale would put crypto trading in front of a customer pool larger than the population of most European countries. The Wu Blockchain post is the primary surface through which the TASS reporting has reached an English-speaking audience. Additional confirmation from Sberbank itself on timing, asset coverage, and custody arrangements had not been published at the time of writing, April 19, 2026. The phrase "prepares for rollout" suggests imminence rather than speculation, but the details that matter most to retail users are still pending. Crypto markets were already on the back foot when the news crossed, with Bitcoin at 75,570, 2.1% over 24 hours, and Ether at 2,333, 3.2%, based on the market snapshot captured at 06:00 UTC on April 19th. The Fear and Greed Index sat at 55 neutral. The regulatory backdrop, Sberbank's move lands inside a quickly shifting Russian legal environment for digital assets. Earlier this week, lawmakers filed a bill that would make it a crime to operate unregistered crypto services inside the country. The combination matters. If unlicensed operators face criminal liability, while a state-adjacent bank like Sberbank is authorized to offer trading, the policy is effectively steering domestic crypto activity into sanctioned, domestically controlled rails. Sberbank is not a private fintech. The Russian Ministry of Finance owns the majority stake. Its compliance posture tends to track whatever Moscow authorizes through the experimental legal regime for digital financial assets. A Sberbank crypto trading service is therefore less a bet on retail demand and more an indicator of what the Central Bank of Russia and the finance ministry will tolerate. Why the timing fits crypto is not unfamiliar to Sberbank. The bank has already issued digital financial assets on its own blockchain under the Russian DFA framework, and has been identified in prior TASS reports as evaluating access to Bitcoin and Ethereum through authorized domestic venues. Moving from digital assets on Sberbank infrastructure to crypto trading is a logical next step rather than a cold start. Russia also has a sanctions problem that shapes the context. Cut off from most Western payment rails since 2022, Russian firms and citizens have turned to stablecoins and exchanges based in friendly jurisdictions to settle cross-border trade. Iran's recent Bitcoin quoting for Hormuz oil tolls is part of the same pattern. A Sberbank trading service brings some of that flow back on shore under domestic oversight with Know Your Customer on the retail side. What this changes for Russian users. If the rollout proceeds as described, an ordinary Sberbank customer could hold and trade crypto from the same app that holds their rubles and salary payments. The user experience gains are obvious. No offshore exchange signups. No over-the-counter brokers, no routing rubles through third-country intermediaries. The cost is that balances would sit on a sanctioned state-linked bank with all the off-ramp and counterparty questions that implies. Moving value out of Sberbank to a self-custody wallet would depend on whether the bank supports withdrawals to external addresses at launch. If it does not, the product is closer to a closed-loop ruble-to-token conversion than an actual on-ramp to the global crypto economy. For anyone outside Russia, the near-term effect is limited. Sanctions and compliance constraints make it unrealistic for a non-Russian resident to onboard with Sberbank today. The longer-term signal is about precedent. A Tier 1 national bank offering crypto trading under a tailored regulatory carve-out will put pressure on peer banks in other G20 countries to decide what their own retail crypto strategy looks like. What is still unknown? Several key questions remain open. Which tokens will trade? How will custody work? And can users withdraw to self-custody? What fees will apply? And how will Sberbank handle the spread between rubles and crypto? Will access be limited to verified Russian residents? Or will the service extend to Sberbank's non-Russian subsidiaries too? And how does the product interact with the digital ruble, which the central bank has been piloting for more than a year? Until Sberbank publishes its own product details, This is an intense signal. That is still enough to pay attention to, especially given how quickly Russia's crypto legal architecture is moving from restrictive to selectively permissive.